During the Second World War, from 1940 to 1945, Lampedusa remained, due to its strategic position in the center of the Mediterranean, contested and was easily conquered, without resistance, by the Allied armed forces. Even today, at Capo Ponente, a NATO base recalls this strategic link. A base that was about to cost the Lampedusians dearly, when Colonel Gaddafi, in the midst of international tension between his regime and the United States, became the target of the launch of two Scud missiles from Libya. Thanks to this event, in 1986, Lampedusa, following news that went around the world, became known by everyone, so that the first discoverers and tourists, fascinated by its intact beauty, began to arrive on the island. This is how Lampedusa, for once, was at the center of a national story which linked it to the fate of Italy, which too often forgets its distant compatriots. But from that great tension and that great fear, Lampedusa was able to emerge stronger and more solid in the certainty that dialogue and encounter are the only possible solution to international controversies.